We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back in on a Friday talking sports.
The gentleman on the text line is very mad.
Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Brian Williams beat up producing.
God forbid you have fun on a Friday for 3 minutes.
If I told
minutes.
You Lurleen was back for another segment, what would happen?
Yeah, Lurleen may host this show at one point. Someday we'll leave early at 9 o'clock. Lurleen can have the whole hour.
We got sports to get to.
Aren't you breaking down the X's and O's from last night's game?
Well, sorry, I don't think anybody's asked for that.
No, but somebody is very upset that we, you know.
Yeah. Interjected a little fun.
Can't have fun.
We're going to have fun, though.
It's
still
Friday, man. Like,
we're going to have sports fun, though, now, right?
Maybe. Maybe not, though.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what your version of fun is.
Oh.
You want DeAndre Hopkins and we get told no, is that fun? Or you want DeAndre Hopkins and we get told yes, is that fun, right?
I'm not sure the yes is fun.
Well,
but I don't know. Bo Brack joins us from Arizona. He's a Cardinals reporter at GoPHNX. I mean, you know, Phoenix
yeah.
.com Sports. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning. I can confirm when DeAndre Hopkins is healthy, he's fun.
He's fun. So what I'm being told here in Kansas City and what I'm hearing is that the price is just too damn high right now for DeAndre Hopkins. So where is the price tag for DeAndre Hopkins? And is it somebody that the Cardinals feel like they have to move?
Yeah, I think it's something that was talked about with general managers or potential general managers before they hired Monty Austenfort from the owner, Michael Bidwell. It was something that the organization wanted to do. They realized they were going to hit a full reset. And what was the point of having, you know, a top wide receiver that was going to become one of your top assets to maybe start to expedite a rebuild and gain assets? So I think it was just something that the owner wanted, conveyed it to his next general manager. And now Monty Austenfort is just waiting for the market to kind of develop and give him what he initially wanted. The asking price for DeAndre Hopkins was, you know, a second and some change, which I think he's going to have to tweak what his asking price is eventually. But as of right now, what's the sense of urgency to move DeAndre Hopkins in March when, you know, you could probably wait up until the draft and strike a deal then, or after June 1st or heading into the season, or even before the trade deadline? So he has the luxury of being patient because the expectations for the Cardinals to win games right now, it's not there.
So how low will they go, I guess I would say? Like the limbo, you know? Like how low will they go for the asking price?
Man, I feel like I'm on a game show right now. But, I mean, it's tough with D-Hop when you look at, you know, why he becomes polarizing. Because when you look at the stats, when you look at when he's available, he's still a great player. But, you know, you enter into the fact that he's going to be 31 this season. The price of what you have to pay him as far as salary, even when the Arizona Cardinals are on the hook for some of the money, you know, the price. And then the availability. The guy in the last two seasons has played half the game. So you'd have to find a team that has the infrastructure to potentially play and compete. If they pull off the trade and it doesn't work out, you know, I think Kansas City, that's why they're in play, why Buffalo's in play. But, you know, it's probably, I think Monty's going to have to come down to, does he get away from a day two pick? I think that he needs to maybe hold steady and just see who becomes desperate, how things work out the remainder of the offseason. And he's shown that he's digging in. You know, he hasn't pulled off a trade just yet. We'll have to see, you know, if a lot of this ramping up, according to Ian Rappaport earlier this week, if there's any validity to it, or if it's the team kind of leaking something to gain interest in their veteran wide receiver. But, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, you look at his last season, when he was available, he was fantastic. When he had Kyler Murray, he was even better. He had 50 catches for over 500 yards, 3 touchdowns in 6 games when he had a starting caliber quarterback in there. He could still play at a high level. And I think that's why the Arizona Cardinals are being a little bit stubborn as they kind of wait for the right price to come in return.
Bo, the salary is pretty large already. Is there a feel he wants a new contract as well if he were to be moved? Because that means, I can't imagine, less money.
Yeah, when the Dallas Cowboys were in the picture, and it seems like that's no longer the case after they kind of got Brandon Cooks, that they were bargain shopping for Brandon Cooks, and they're content with that. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, there was reports out of his camp that he was willing to take less. He was willing to restructure his deal, not to make more money, but to make less and make it work for a team wherever he might land. And his number one goal is to win and contend. I think he's made enough money in this league. And if you watched any of the Hard Knocks, which was a tough stomach for watching a 4-13 team navigating a dysfunctional organization throughout this fall and winter, what you saw from DeAndre Hopkins is he's very concerned with his legacy. And he thinks that the 6-game PED suspension could impact that. And now, you know, what's really missing from his resume as a potential Hall of Famer is that ring, is hoisting that Lombardi trophy. So he wants to contend. He wants to win right now. And, you know, the landing spots, he's pretty much got to cut down to where he, you know, some top teams in the AFC and the NFC. And I believe he's willing to work with his contract in order to make that work.
Bo, are you hearing from fans that want DeAndre Hopkins traded, or do they not want DeAndre Hopkins traded out there?
No, it's certainly a polarizing topic here in the Valley, no doubt about it. I mean, he's a guy, he's one of the best wide receivers. If you didn't have Larry Fitzgerald, you know, we watched close to 20 years, and D-Hop was right there to have an easy succession plan. You know, it would have been tough for Cards fans to stomach when Fitz kind of walked away from the game. But no, it definitely is something where the fan base is divided. I mean, this is a guy, when you watch him play, it's very easy to root for. It's like, you can't believe you've got this type of caliber of player on your team. And the way that they acquired him for the Houston Texans a couple of years ago was highway robbery. And it's like, the Cardinals organization doesn't have a lot of wins lately. That was a definite win. Mm-hmm. And it's just tough to stomach. You know, I think that the fan base is gearing up and bracing for a rebuild and know that that's what's necessary. But to give up on and kind of give away a player the caliber of DeAndre Hopkins is it's never a good thing. And it's your Sunday game experience is definitely impacted once you kind of let a player like that out of your grasp.
Talk with Bo Brack, Cardinals reporter, gophnx.com/sports. And Bo, also, too, I have this sick fascination of sending him to the New England Patriots to get him reunited with Bill O'Brien. How great would that be, right?
I mean, that would be the odd couple return. I mean, you got to get the cameras in the organization. I'm sure Belichick would never allow that to happen. But, you know, that Bill O'Brien sent him away for pennies on the dollar. And, you know, obviously that relationship is not strong. But, you know, J.J. Watt told Pat McAfee, he said that he doesn't think that that's a non-starter. He thinks DeAndre Hopkins, his love affair, his bromance with Belichick that's been on full display is strong enough, and his want to win is strong enough that he wouldn't even mind that Bill O'Brien's the guy calling plays. And look, I mean, reality is D-Hop had a lot of success playing in Bill O'Brien's offense during their tenure together.
So look at the crystal ball. A, does he get traded? B, when? And C, where?
Man, I mean, if I knew, we've been anticipating a DeAndre Hopkins trade and talking about it ad nauseum since free agency really kicked off during the tampering period not nearly 2 weeks ago. So to try to forecast when it's going to happen, it feels like things are legitimately, you know, ramping up, and it seems like most of the wide receiver dominoes have fallen in order for DeAndre Hopkins to be prioritized finally. And the market is kind of materializing. I got to imagine something happens either between, you know, now and the end of the weekend or early next week, and they figure something out. And, you know, it's probably going to be late day three pick or day two pick, I should say, late day two pick. So you're looking at a third rounder and maybe some change. And I think once teams look at that asking price and what the reward could be, they realize it's worth it taking a risk on a guy like DeAndre Hopkins.
Do you make anything out of the Buffalo Soldier social media post?
I mean, it's one of those things where it's not nothing, right? I mean, yeah. I think it's – and then he posts this is where social media's peak, you know, craziness. It's, he's drinking a glass of orange juice in his next story. It's like, who's the Buffalo Bills' most famous running back? OJ.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, so yeah, I took it one further.
Wow, all right, that's maybe pretty good.
I don't know.
I didn't see that one. That's really good.
The sleuths, man, they're all over it. Nothing gets past the internet.
That is true. Bo, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend, and maybe we'll be talking soon about this trade again.
Love it. Let's do it.
All right, bud. Thanks, man. Appreciate your time. That's Bo Brack of gophnxsports.com. Or what is it?
Gophnx.
Yeah, gophnx.com. Like Phoenix. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.